tell me what you are hoping to accomplish here at Commodity Classic as USFRA.
Well, USFRA has an opportunity for people to sign up and talk about their continual improvement and then have an opportunity to attend the Food Dialogues in Chicago in June.
What is it that you would like to see USFRA accomplish? And I'm talking short-term goals and, you know, out there with the crystal ball, the long lens, the ultimate.
Well, I think they have gotten off to a great start with some of their consumer education, and they have started with their food dialogues and having conversations about topics that consumers have a lot of questions about. And agriculture has not had a voice in a lot of areas for the last few years, and so right now we have a very confused consumer, and it's getting information that may sometimes be inaccurate and just not... sometimes the whole truth, I guess I'll put it that way. And so agriculture needs to step up, and especially producers need to step up and get involved with social media or just having conversations in grocery stores or on an airplane or in an elevator or anywhere they can and talk about what they do, how they're continually improving on their farm, and then answer consumers' questions. And don't, you know, tell them what you think they need to know. Ask them questions. Let them ask you a question and then try to respond to that question.
There are a lot of diverse operations out there, or agriculture in general is very diverse, from a very small, maybe 2-acre truck farm, if you will, that's what we used to call it, to thousands of acres of corn and soybeans or wheat. It has to be difficult to have a common, singular message.
We all eat food 3 times a day, and that's what we have to remember. And we have to talk about why we make the choices that we do for the food that we consume. Protein is an important part of your diet. So you can get protein from chicken, you can get protein from beef, you can get protein from pork. People choose at the grocery store to buy organic or grass-fed or some other types of food products, and we have to embrace that and realize that as a country, we have the privilege to have those food choices when we go into the grocery store. So we need to not have an us-them. We need to have agriculture in whole needs to say, we're putting food on your plate 3 times a day, and we want to give the consumer a lot of choices to be able to put what type of food they want on their plate.
How do you get buy-in from all of that diversity?
That always seems to be the challenge, and I think that you just continue to work at it. You continue to talk about why you do the things you do. You continue to, you know, try to educate the consumer, try to educate each other. You know, we have a grain farm, so I will be the first to admit I do not know everything about livestock production right now. And, you know, and everybody has their niche. Everybody has their specialty. But unless you tell people what you do and why you do it, they're not going to understand.